proud of little man,
We believe that all men are created equal.
The magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warning the U.S. could default on its debts as early as June 1. In a letter to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Yellen urging Congress to raise the debt limit as soon as possible or risk severe hardship to American families and harm to our global leadership position. The Republican speaker is demanding steep spending cuts in exchange for raising the debt limit in a bill passed by the House, saying the Senate and the president need to get to work. Raising the limit allows the country to pay off debt already accrued. It does not provide funding for new spending. And the president insists America has to pay its bills that have come due without conditions.
We pay our bills, and we should do so without reckless hostage taking from some of the mega Republicans in Congress.
Biden now inviting the top four congressional leaders to meet at the White House next week.
Now, we have just learned that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has now accepted the president's invitation. That meeting now set for next Tuesday. But the clock is ticking. Take a look at what this could mean. If the U.S. does default on its debts, it could mean a halt to Social Security payments and military salaries. The U.S. credit rating could be downgraded. That would spike interest rates. And it could tank the stock market, hurting 401ks and other investments. Robin, we are heading to a real economic meltdown here.
Oh, it sounds so good. Sounds so comfortable. Sounds so, American. And America first, doesn't it? Default the United States, everybody. This is what the MAGA Republicans, this is what the freedom crackers are advocating for. This is what they've said. You know, you heard Tim Burchett, what, a month ago. They asked him, is there anything that you would vote for in order to keep the government functioning and raise the debt ceiling? He said, no, I'm, pretty much ready to burn the freaking thing down.
Is there any scenario in which you could see yourself voting for the debt limit?
No, not really.
Then there could be a default then.
There could, but you know, I voted to shut it down under Trump as well. I think we were reckless then, and we're going to be reckless again, and it will never stop.
It sounds like you're prepared to go over the cliff if you have to.
Over the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Shut it down.
Shut it down. Over the cliff. Trash it. Yeah, that sounds very America first to me. It sounds just dreamy, doesn't it? A guy with mutton chops is going to, default America. Wow. What is this? You know, what year is it? 1789? No, it can't be 1789 because that would be the year that Congress created the courts. More on that in a brief moment. But honestly, see you next Tuesday. This is where we're at. See you next Tuesday. If the debt limit is not increased, do you understand what could happen to the United States of America? If we defaulted, okay, let me just say this right now. Someone's email's open. Oh, it's me. Hang on. I got this. I got it. I got the economy. I got everything. Okay, so if they don't pass an increase in the debt ceiling in the House of Representatives. If I were president of the United States of America, if I were, you know what I would do? Do you? I would just keep on paying it. Yeah. Let them sue me. Let them sue me. You know who the court of first jurisdiction is if the legislative branch sues the executive branch, don't you? Right. It's the Supremes. They have first jurisdiction if the legislative branch sues the executive branch. So if Congress sues the president, the Supreme Court hears it first. It doesn't have to go through the court system. I want that fight. I take that fight. I take that fight every single freaking day. Know why? Because in the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, it says that the full faith and credit of the United States shall not be questioned. Period. End of story. Now, there was a case like that long ass time ago. You could look it up. It was in 1917. It was the Second Liberty Bond Act. That's where we established a ceiling for the U.S. debt limit. Okay. A ceiling that has been breached through amendment 90 times, right? And so the act gave the government the authority to issue liberty bonds to the public to finance World War I. That's why we had that. But it put a cap on how much debt could be incurred through the issuance and other government functions. Today we call that the debt ceiling. Well, you know what? It went to the Supreme Court, and we got this partial ruling that said, because a guy came forward, I think his name was Mr. Perry, and Mr. Perry came forward and he said, you know, I bought $10,000 worth of these bonds, and now I want to be paid, and I want $7,000 in interest back in, 1917, 18, 19, right? And the Supreme Court said, well, you can't put a cap, can't do it. So, yeah, you're owed that money. Pay him. So we know that the full faith and credit of the United States shall not be questioned is a thing. It's a real thing. It's a judiciable thing. It's a thing that the Supreme Court, without any effort at all, in normal circumstances, in a normal scenario, with a normal freaking court that isn't, gearing itself to destroy everything and turn us into a third world nation, would actually agree with. But in the meantime, I'm telling you, if the House members play games, if the House members are, you know, being stupid, if the House members want to hold us hostage, if the House members think that, a massive increase in interest rates, a massive decrease in jobs, a massive unemployment, catastrophe. I mean, we would lose like 9 million jobs, even if check this out. Okay, I've been reading around Moody's Analytics, all of the economic prowess of this world have been put to the test on this question. What would happen? Because it's never happened, right? And so you don't really know. No, it's not like I can point to a case that actually has happened, because this is something that the United States would never, ever in its entire history consider doing. Ever, because it would make us a third world country. It would make us a deadbeat nation. And the entire economic system of the world is predicated on the dollar and its reliant and being able to rely on it as a currency, like real currency, that actually is a piece of paper that honors its pledge. So when you look at what Moody's Analytics chief economics analyst Mark Zandi said, he said it would wipe out 6 million jobs if we breached the debt ceiling, even for a few hours. It says if the GOP takes us into default, even for a matter of hours, the consequences would be dire. Chief economist Mark Zandi of Moody's Analytics said it would wipe out as many as 6 million jobs and destroy $15 trillion in household wealth, our wealth, all that's left of us. $15 trillion. Okay, the last time we got even close to it was in 2011, as I'm sure everybody who's paying attention to this crisis knows. And that was when Obama was president, because we never question the full faith and credit of the United States when you have a Republican president, ever, even when you have a Democratic majority in the House or in the Senate or both, because we don't play. We don't play with the full faith and credit of the United States. We don't play with the Constitution. We actually take an oath to uphold it and swear that we will do that, and we do. And we do. I mean, listen, here's Donald Trump telling you that even Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer promised him they would never.
Hopefully we're in good shape in the debt ceiling. I can't imagine anybody ever even thinking of using the debt ceiling as a negotiating wedge. When I first came into office, I asked about the debt ceiling, and I understand debt ceilings, and I certainly understand the highest rated credit ever in history and a debt ceiling. And I said, I remember to Senator Schumer and to Nancy Pelosi,
okay,
would anybody ever use that to negotiate with? They said, absolutely not. That's
no.
A sacred.
It's sacred.
Element of our country.
Element.
They can't use the debt ceiling to negotiate.
And they never did. They never did. Because it would destroy $15 trillion in household wealth. Probably 6 million jobs would be lost. Unemployment would rapidly spike to about 9%. 9%. I mean, you're talking Great Depression crap. The stock market would fall by a third. In 2011, we actually came within days, not hours, but days of defaulting, right? Because the Republicans are the Republicans, and they don't give a damn about anything but triggering the libs. That's it. That's their entire reason for living, right? And we lost like $11 trillion worth of household wealth.